What's going on, Kansas State Nation? Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you once again on this Wednesday, April 29th, 2026. If you're here for some checking out this podcast, thank you so much again for stopping by. Give us a listen. Recording this losing postcast edition of this podcast here, all things K-State sports, whether that is baseball, track and field, men's, women's golf, and so much more. Spring ball or spring sports will be coming to an end shortly, and football will be coming at our doorsteps here pretty quick. definitely there's that. Is there any positive towards that? But K-State gets walked off in the ninth inning last night as this was a seesaw battle here. And now on top of that, we're going to keep that sweep theme going here. K-State got swept by Kansas last week. Their in-state rival, the Dillon Sunflower Showdown at home. Then you get walked off by Nebraska, and you got swept in the season series by them last night. And you can probably, I'm taking this a step further. KU was ranked 16th last week, so you lost to them, and you continue that streak by listening to Nebraska, who was 16th in the country there. K-State did battle back early in this one. Nick English went deep to give K-State the lead at one point in this game. Can't hold up right there as the losing streak continues now. The losing streak goes to 4 last night there. K-State led in this game. And you cannot hold it. Nebraska rallies and then walks it in. On top of that, you get walked off again in the bottom of the ninth inning. In the bottom of the ninth inning there to lose that game. Miles Smith's luck continues to go south. He gets the loss with K-State. He's now 2-4 in the season. And Jay Sean Unger got the decision for Nebraska in this ball game here. And P. Hughes, after this ball game, quote, "That was really unfortunate. I thought we played a tough game on a play well in a tough environment. Even when I don't do nothing, I still get attention." See, that's what I'm talking. Okay, so back to our regular scoring program. Anyways, we played from behind. We built a lead. We didn't have some plays go our way, and didn't have some calls go our way. I thought we may have had catcher's interference there in the seventh that would have changed the entire inning, but we have no room to complain. We handled them, all three of their, we handed them 3 runs in the first inning, and they all added up. They played cleaner baseball tonight, and that's what's the difference of the game, end quote. And we've heard that saying all season long, right, with Pete Hughes, right? And that's his game. Want to see his team play well. But again, falling behind in the, this has been too much of a common. K-State has fallen behind lately in these first innings. But again, like I said, they battled back. They took the lead in this game. And like I said all year long, in the following the road of Brandon Olson, shout out Brandon Olson, Locked On Gators. And the pitching catches up with the offense. Dang, you could have more wins than losses, or you'd be right there in the thick. But now, K-State, after this non-con loss, you're now 26-19. Nebraska bumps up to 34-11, and you gotta hate. I don't want to use hate in a sense, but we're gonna use it anyways here, given the fact. You know, you hate to see Nebraska, KU baseball teams, how many success they have in. This year, Nebraska, they have only 11 losses this year. Give them credit, and got KU right over here next door leading the conference, and they made K-State pay for every mistake in that series at home. So you knew K-State, you had no more. We take a look inside the box score here after K-State gets walked off in the bottom of the ninth inning last night. The 16th ranked Nebraska, 7-6. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. I noted Nebraska scoring 3 in that first inning. Yep. And it, well, we're actually start with the winning team, actually. So Nebraska scores one. What they score one more. They answer the K-State one run in the top of the inning. Like I keep saying, you can't, if you score, you cannot let the other team score. And that's what K-State's problem is. And Nebraska did not score again to the seventh. And then, of course, get walked off. And they ended up tying the game there in the bottom of the seventh inning. And, of course, Nebraska scores the winning run in the bottom of the ninth inning. K-State did not get on the board, like I said, to the third. And then tied the game in the top of the fourth with two there. Two in the fifth. One in the sixth. And that was it for the Batcats there as they lose the ball game. Now they're going to come in this weekend. I know it seems like far out, but it's going to be right at our feet here in a minute. It's already Wednesday. And we're coming up to the end of April here in 2026. Nebraska, 7 runs, 14 hits, no errors. K-State, 6 runs, 8 hits, and an error in this game. I already told you. The decision there as well. I do want to go down here. James Gaillette got the start here. How about that? So James Gaillette gets a start here. Looks like Pete Hughes showing his hand. Must win game. We didn't get that. James Gaillette did not go 5 innings in this ball game last night. 4 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs. 3 of those were earned. 3 walks, 6 strikes out. And then Aaron Arnold went 1 2/3, and Miles Smith cleaned it up there. And Miles Smith got the loss for K-State, going 2 2/3 there in this ball game. Tucker Timmerman got the start for Nebraska on the other side of the coin with 4. He also went 4 innings in this game, followed by 5 more other pitchers, including Jayshon Unger, who went 2 innings and gave up no runs and only a hit there and kept the thing moving. For Nebraska, they allowed Nebraska to win that baseball game last night. So Nebraska sweeps K-State in the season series of 2026. Remember, I said it in a recording yesterday, in yesterday's recording of the show. Go back and check it out. Nebraska beat K-State at home a month ago. Scoring 14 on K-State here. And, of course, you come home, you go to Lincoln, and you lose that over there. I wonder what I know what I will say on this show. We're gonna get to all of that this summer, Lord willing. Get us perspective on these 3 ball clubs this past year, and of course we're gonna be looking towards the football season here. Turn the page to that after head coach Colin Klein and his football team. He wrapped up his first spring as head coach of K-State. Again, a lot of football talk to come on this particular show. And, of course, basketball as well. And there, I did see there was a commit yesterday late when I got home late last night. Yeah, it seems like these days are going by faster and faster. But I did see that yesterday. So, again, and I believe it was quarterback, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, we're going to have a lot of opportunities, Lord willing, to talk about football here. And I'm... No, I know for sure. Alex is going to be one of the guests for sure. And definitely another one. I haven't talked to him yet. So that is coming. That's coming for sure off the podcast. But anyways, yes, Nebraska, 16-ranked Nebraska, walks off K-State in the bottom of the ninth inning, 7-6, Eddie Greer, another losing postcast of this podcast there as well. And Nebraska stranded. And despite Nebraska winning this ballgame, they stranded 12 runners on base. And then K-State only stranded 3 in the game. I want to point out, didn't go through their lineup here, but I am going to point out this. Barry Matlack, 2-4 last night. 7 different K-State players had hits in this ballgame, including Barry Matlack. And the home run ball was alive and well last night for K-State in his loss. I mentioned Nick English with the go-ahead home run. Give K-State the lead and gave the K-State lead for a little bit in this game. Matlack went deep, one of his 2 hits, and Ty Simulowski also goes deep for Kansas State there in this game. And how about this note? K-State 3 for 11 with runners on base and in over four runners in scoring position there. That's what, see those little details everybody keeps talking about, whether that's baseball, basketball, football, little fundamentals. It comes back to get you every single time. They're in a big K-State last night in this ball game there. So there is that. Yeah, Barry Matlack continuing the Barry Matlack trend here. I'm going to go back to the lineup in a minute. 13th multi-hit game this year for him in a game. And then let me see here. I'm going to go switching my tablet real quick here to K-State lineup here. We went through the pitching already, so there's that. Yeah, D. Kennedy. Yeah, he and Shantiro went 1-4 in this ball game. Miles Kendrick was the right fielder in this game last night for K-State. Went 1-4 in the game here. Caden Carl goes 0-4 in the ball game, hitting, looks like he hit 6th in the ball game there. Chandler Murray got the start at first base. He went 0-4 in this game, 0-3. He did reach base. Nick English, 1-for-3, and that hit was that go-ahead home run to put K-State ahead and put him ahead for a while. And then the K-State bullpen could not, once again, as I have said lately on the show, couldn't hold their weight there as well. But, I mean, it's all blame to go around for this second-half swoon by this K-State baseball team. So, but next, it don't get any easier. Does not get any easier. And they got to go up. They got to go to Morgantown next and take on West Virginia. So last week you took on the leaders of the Big 12 in Kansas. Now you got to go up there to Morgantown. Woo! Does not get any easier. West Virginia 28-12 on the year, 13-8 in the conference, and it all starts at 5:30. In Morgantown, West Virginia, there, and I'm actually in this thing on a positive. Ty Simulski, as I mentioned, he went deep last night. He has now homered in back-to-back games. Of course, he homered in the finale against Kansas, and he comes back last night and drills another home run in Lincoln last night. So he has hit two home runs in a row, and they're gonna need his power. They're gonna need D. Kennedy and everybody else if they're gonna upset West Virginia this upcoming weekend in that series on the road after getting walked off last night by the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Kansas State now in the 2026 campaign, 26-19. The Pro Parcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found for people daily or just record Kansas State content. Y'all know what time it is, baby. iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, all things Kansas State sports. Hey, fall sports going to be here in a little while. So, again, we'll be back to that. Spring going to wrap up. I've been a disappointing spring. If you look at take away women's rowing and track and field. Baseball in losing streak now. Got that going on. Women's golf had a disappointing tournament. We'll check back in with men's golf here either late in a bit or after work today. So you want to stay up to date with the latest of K-State sports recruiting. Football has been going solidly. Well, again, we ain't played a game in the Colin Klein era. I'm going to say Chris Kleiman. Chris Kleiman is a consultant now. All the twists and turns of that saga after the end of the last season. Excuse me. Chris Kleiman, now a K-State football consultant. So there's that. But yeah, all this K-State sports. So we'll have y'all, of course, daily. This daily and free podcast, sometimes twice a day. Other times, random times, three times a day, the Pro Bunch Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure to tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex, 89 out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Again, appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. 16th-ranked Nebraska, 7. Kansas State, 6. This has been another edition right here of the Pro Bunch Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports. Cats.